Speaking to the European Union legislators in Brussels, President Musharraf said that Pakistan suffers from misperceptions and distortions in the West as he tried to assure lawmakers of his commitment to democracy and human rights. But he also urged patience.
You have taken centuries in reaching wherever you have come. Allow us time for going for the values that you have established for yourself. We are on the right course, but our environment and your environment is very, very different.
Mr. Musharraf spoke at the start of a European tour, partly aimed at trying to improve his image in Europe and at convincing allies here he is committed to the fight against terrorism. European leaders have called for free and fair parliamentary elections scheduled for February 18th. They also called for a full investigation into the assassination last month of opposition leader Benazir Bhutto. Mr. Musharraf acknowledged Pakistan faced a turbulent year in 2007 in its fight against extremism, but he rejected criticism that his government failed to adequately protect Ms. Bhutto. He also dismissed chances of extremists acquiring any part of Pakistan's nuclear arsenal. Following a meeting with Mr. Musharraf, NATO Secretary General Jaap de Hoop Scheffer said a stable Pakistan was key for regional stability.
NATO in Afghanistan he in Pakistan, we're fighting the same demons. The same terrorists who are trying to destabilize Pakistan are also trying to destabilize Afghanistan. So support a stable and secure Pakistan is important for NATO and for Afghanistan. And it's also true in the opposite direction, so to say.
The NATO chief said he also received Mr. Musharraf's assurances that next month's elections would be free and fair. The Pakistani leader, who is on a mission to reassure Europe that Pakistan is a reliable ally, next meets with his French counterpart Nicolas Sarkozy in Paris Tuesday. He will then attend the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, before going on to London for talks with British Prime Minister Gordon Brown. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.